We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the 23rd chapter, second section, page Reish Aleph. V'daot, I want you to know further. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the importance of doing a mitzvah for the right reason. So he says, "Da'afiru im adam roeh shelo yochal lifol be'atzmo lachshov l'shem mitzvah." Even if a person sees, he can't get himself to do the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah. Utzono rak le'toel t'atzmo. And he's only doing it for his own good. K'dei she'elo atzlacha b'inyanav. Because at the end of the day, he believes, if he does this, then God will grant him success. And he can't overcome that. Every time, all he thinks about is, if I do this, I'm going to get a better life here. He's doing it, and he can't overcome himself. He knows the real reason he's doing it is because everyone's going to think he's look at him. He's doing kindness, he's doing what's right, but he knows that deep down inside, he's doing it really in order to gain popularity in other people's eyes. So a person says, okay, I'm not where I should be. Nonetheless, a person shouldn't say, okay, so then better I don't do it if I'm not being real. The Talmud tells us, "Lo'olam yasok adam b'torah v'mitzvot af api shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma." Our sages say, even if you're doing things without the right intent, at least you're doing what's right. And with time, you'll become a better person and you'll do it for the right reasons too. Because remember, at the end of the day, you are imparting kindness, your kindness from above through your being a kind person. The Talmud says there's a difference between the effect of an act of kindness that's pure and an act of kindness that stems from impurities, like a person's own partiality. As the Talmud says, one verse in Psalm says, your kindness reaches the heavens. The other verse says, it surpasses the heavens. The Talmud says the distinction is whether you did it for the right reasons or not. There are two types of kindness. One is where a person's thinking about himself as he's doing it. And the other is when he's focused on the other person. When he's focused on the other person, then it surpasses the heavens. Yeah?
So, I had a question before you just said on that last part, but I still have the same question. Could the distinction also include those acts of kindness which are, you know, which come as a result of a transgression in a way? Like, you know, because you... How do I phrase this properly? Like what? The first thing, one of the things that came to my mind when you said this overall description that I'm not capable of repeating because it was a little confusing, but I thought of you know, the whole Robin Hood stealing from the rich to give to the poor. You know, what does this Gemara or whatever we just learned have to say about actions with kindness with the right intention, but the means of achieving that kindness was flawed?
So it's not in this Gemara. It's a verse in Psalms which is quoted in Halacha. It says, "Ubotzea berech niyetz Hashem." If someone stole and then made a blessing over the food he stole, that's blasphemy. That's not a blessing. Same thing, we have the same concept. If you steal a lulav, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. If you steal a shofar, I'm saying that the Talmud goes through this in many occasions. You see that the Torah gave a biblical prohibition not to bring an etnan zonah. When a woman of ill repute gets a gift, she may not bring it as a dedication to the temple. Why? That's this idea. You can't take something that's intrinsically wrong and say, I'll make it right. You want to make it right, so focus on what's wrong and fix what's wrong. Don't go saying, okay, I'll steal and then I'll give charity. No, that's not...
It's not even the right intention in a sense, because it's rationalizing your desire to steal and making yourself feel good about the part of it that you're... given away. I'm sorry, finish the answer and then...
Since this is the understanding that I got from what we just learned and it's clearly incorrect, could you more simply explain what it is that we just learned?
He's built up to this. He's saying there's doing a mitzvah for the proper intent. I want to help the other person. I want to do the mitzvah of Hashem. Those are the two thoughts a person should have when he's doing a mitzvah. Then there's a person who does the mitzvah, and really he doesn't care about the other person, and he doesn't care about Hashem. All he's thinking about is himself. Either he's thinking about himself because he says, ooh, I want to get the world to come, I want to have more goodies in this world, or he's thinking about himself, he's saying other people are going to see what a good guy I am, so he's doing the mitzvah with the wrong intent. So he's saying, even though that's not the ideal way of doing things, a person should nonetheless continue doing mitzvahs. A person shouldn't say, you know my imperfections, so I'm not going to do it. No, so a person should say, I'm not yet perfect. One day I'll get there. I'm not yet there. Fine. And then he said, we have this distinction that when a person does a mitzvah with the right intent, so whatever it means it even surpasses the heavens. And when a person does it with the wrong intent, so then that's the verse that says the kindness only reaches till the heavens, doesn't surpass the heavens. Whatever that means.
Does that mean
but it still is elevational.
Sure, that's what he's saying. It's still a good thing.
If that's what motivates you and you're at that level and you're not going to do it otherwise, for sure I would think. But the effect, where it gets a little confusing, I think maybe, is the effect is on you and the world, society, or some spiritual level maybe, but certainly not the recipient of the kindness. If somebody outside there is asking for money, and you give them a stolen shekel or an honestly earned shekel, it's that particular person, what he's going to do with it, the effect is, I don't think, the same. The effect on you and on the world is another story. So when they talk about the differences, I don't think, could be wrong, maybe the difference is also on at least far down as that.
Yeah,
but let's not say stolen. Let's say you're doing it so people can see that you're a generous guy. I mean, the stolen is a different problem, as I mentioned. So I would think that the difference is only in you.
And the intention itself is what makes a difference.
Makes a difference to you.
The effect it has on the world, right, or beyond and with God and everything
but
like that.
But if you're not going to do it, unless you get the plaque. My brother was once soliciting for a shul, and someone said, why would I want to do that if I don't get an honor scroll? I mean, very naive. Some people think that this person actually said it. And, it's like, okay, if that's what makes somebody do things, then much better than not at all. Hopefully, if it's the money itself, it's the less good.
Yeah, the example you gave is quoted in Halacha.